Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Associated Press is projecting Bernie Sanders has won Washington State and Alaska.
Let me begin by thanking the people of Alaska for giving us a resounding victory.
He also thanked the people of Washington State. Sanders there speaking at a rally in Wisconsin that just ended, saying his campaign is making significant inroads in Hillary Clinton's lead.
It is hard for anybody to deny that our campaign has the momentum. You are the momentum. Look around you tonight.
And Hawaii just started caucusing about an hour ago. The state's congressional delegation is split in its support for Clinton and Sanders. And as Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman reports, there's historical precedent for that.
In 2008, Hillary Clinton won the endorsement of Hawaii's senior senator at the time, the long-serving Daniel Inouye. But Barack Obama got the backing of Hawaii's other senator and the rest of its congressional delegation. And Democrats turned out in a big way for Mr. Obama, giving him 76% of the vote.
Bill Dorman reporting. Military helicopters are helping to try to put out the biggest wildfire in Kansas's history. Rain and snow could also help. The Kansas National Guard dispatched two Black Hawk helicopters, each with a 660-gallon bucket that will be used to dump water on the blaze. The fire started Tuesday and spread from Oklahoma to Kansas. It's charged at least 620 square miles and destroyed at least two homes. No serious injuries have been reported. The National Weather Service says the area could get light rain or snow tonight. The Belgian Foreign Ministry says its former ambassador to the U.S. is among the victims of the terror attacks in Brussels Tuesday. NPR's Harry Schultz reports Andre Adam served in Los Angeles, Washington, and New York.
Belgian Foreign Ministry spokesman Didier van der Hasselt says Ambassador Adam was killed in the attack on Brussels Airport and his wife was severely wounded but survived. They were reportedly on their way to the U.S. Adam served as the Belgian consul to Los Angeles during the 1984 Olympics. He was Belgium's ambassador to Washington during part of the Clinton administration, and his last posting before retirement was as U.N. ambassador. He was 79. The spokesman says 13 foreign victims have been identified so far in the airport and metro attacks that killed 31 people and wounded more than 300. Belgian authorities say victims come from at least 40 countries. Terry Schultz, NPR News, Brussels.
A supply ship full of fresh food and experiments has arrived on the International Space Station via orbital ATK. More is on the way for the six astronauts. A Russian cargo ship will lift off in a few days, followed by a SpaceX supply run. This is NPR News from Washington. In northern Cameroon, officials say a teenaged girl who surrendered before carrying out a suicide bombing told them she's one of the girls abducted from a boarding school in Nigeria nearly 2 years ago. Officials with the Cameroonian self-defense group say the girl is around 15, describing her as tired and malnourished. The whereabouts of the 200 girls taken from that school still isn't known, but officials worry that the Islamist terrorist group Boko Haram is using them as suicide bombers. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Iraq on an official visit. Comes a day after 41 people were killed in a suicide bombing at a soccer stadium outside Baghdad. ISIS is claiming responsibility. Linda Fasulo has more.
Ban told Iraqis that the world stands with them in horror and outrage. He also said that he was impressed with the progress that Baghdad is making against ISIS, which has recently lost territory in Iraq. But he added that the fight needs to respect international law, pointing to reports of arbitrary killings and arrests in areas that Iraq has reclaimed from the terrorist group. The Secretary General also stressed that national reconciliation is an important part of the strategy needed to defeat ISIS, which, he said, has exploited divisions among Iraqis. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
In women's NCAA college basketball, number one overall seed Connecticut beat fifth seed Mississippi in a regional semifinal. The win is the 72nd straight for UConn, which is 35-0 this morning. It's also a crucial weekend for the men's field. The round of eight begins tonight. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.